Oh, hey, it's Shakira.
Yes, Shakira, how you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I know it's a hassle. This guy, he seems like, I'm sorry for the language, he's a goofball, you know what I mean?
Yes, oh my goodness.
Yeah. So he put himself, he went out of the road. Even if you send him any towing company, it's not going to be able to pick him up because he's about, you know, he's about, I would say, I don't know how many yards away from the road, the actual road. So mm-hmm. he's actually in the middle of the desert right now. He's not even mm-hmm. on the highway or on the street or anything. So I don't know. I'm not sure why he drove off the road and he damaged the vehicle. You know, he sent me the picture of the vehicle. You know, I wasn't going to tell him I was the driver myself. You know, that's why, you know.
Yes.
I totally understand.
And it's been so crazy trying to, I've literally been explaining the same thing over and over to him for the longest. Yeah. And I was trying to tell him, like, you know, if they don't want you in their vehicle, you can't get in it. You can't pressure them. You can't bribe them into it. Like, they don't have to do that for you. And it's like he wasn't getting it.
Yeah, because I could easily just turn around and leave, you know. I mean, I could easily be here for the rest of his, probably for the rest of his life, you know. So
exactly,
he's out of nowhere. To be honest with you. He's in the desert somewhere, you know. So.
And that's what I was telling. He was trying to say drop him off at the place where he's taking the vehicle. Like you just told him, that's only for repairs. Like even if he gets dropped off there, no one will be able to help him. That's only for repairs.
You know, I'm gonna leave him with the security guard over there at mm-hmm. the location and mm-hmm. see if he can call Cooper, put him somewhere safe. This way we can release liability from you and from us, you know. And we don't want to leave him somewhere here in the desert, then something happen to him, you know, and then we're going to be responsible for him, you know. So the best bet, what I'm going to do, I'm going to try to see if I can squeeze him in, if he's a nice guy, you know, and see if he can be able to... if he really needs the help, you know. Hello?
Yes, sir. And if when he does get there, is it going to be left up to him to go ahead and try to find his own transportation?
Yeah.
I did go ahead and notate the ticket to the fullest of everything. And that, you know, we both tried to tell him over and over again that they won't be able to assist him once he get there. So it's really just going to be left to him because he's not listening to neither one of us. So it's really just up to him at this point.
Right. Now, what we're going to do right now, we're going to just see if we can be able to help him out. Hopefully, even Uber can get him here. Maybe I can get him on the beginning of the road and see if he can contact Uber right here. You know, maybe he could go from here. I could wait maybe a few minutes with him to unload the car.
Yes, sir. And I'm not sure if they'll even be able to come out there or even to pick him up from that location, because if he doesn't have that money to give them, they're not gonna come out there. But he's being very, very, very difficult. And also he does have that furniture, so I'm not sure what he's gonna do with that either.
Hold on. I got a different customer, buddy. I got somebody stuck right there.
Oh really?
Yeah. I don't have it. I'm sorry, man. I have a different view. Sorry about that, guys. Thank you. Oh, my God. What the hell is this guy doing here, man? Oh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I already see him, so I'm going to go to him right now. He's. I don't know why he did it to himself.
Yes.
Yeah, he's in a bad situation, though. Mm-hmm. See what
Yes, sir, exactly. And I hope it gets better for him. And I want to say thank you so very much for being so patient and also still
no
just even trying to assist.
Yeah, please try to document everything that would happen.
I will.
Just in case, because that kid has seen something wrong with him. So.
Yes, most definitely. And you be safe. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you so much, sweetheart. Appreciate your help.